Good morning. My guest this morning is David Magdalen, and he is a son of Noir, which will be explained later on. Good morning, David.
Oh, good morning.
We are talking about a book launch that's happening at Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday, March 20th at 2 in the afternoon. I like it the way the Occidental Center has these little afternoon weekend events. This book is called The Sons of Noir, Murder and Mayhem by San Francisco North Bay Writers. And you are both one of the editors of the book and also one of the writers, one of the six writers represented. How did all this come about?
Well, actually, I was talking to my friend Ed Coletti one day. We were having lunch together. You know, somehow we came up with the idea of doing a book of noir short stories.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple stories, and we thought about some of our friends, here in Sonoma County. So we asked some of them, and we put together this anthology.
When is it actually going to be out in the bookstores?
Well, yeah, it's out now.
It's out now,
so it is available.
Great. What for you? I wish everyone was here, of course. Then it didn't have to be an hour interview. What for you constitutes a writing you'd call noir?
Well, I think it's existential. It came out of the genre as a literary genre, started in the 20s and the 30s with Dashiell Hammett. And then it quickly became not so quickly, but in the 40s and so on, it became a film genre. The French became involved in it. And Hitchcock is very noir in his way.
Uh-huh. Right? That's right.
Yeah. Has many of the same elements. So, to me, I think it's there is a time frame there where most of the, the first noir came out in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You know, what we're doing in a way now is neo-noir.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it centers around usually it's a mystery story. It's a detective story. And it's a way of, like I say, exploring the existential dilemma of, good and evil, darkness and light, those kinds of things.
Jonah Raskin is an old friend of mine. Can you give me an idea of what his story is like?
Oh, yeah. I really love Jonah's story. I think that's a good example of what I'm talking about. Omar Avidos gets his gun. And so Jonah's story is set in contemporary San Francisco and Oakland. And it's about a detective, but what I like about this detective is he doesn't like guns. He doesn't want to use guns.
Right, right.
So, that there's a message there.
Right, right, yeah. So this is going to be the pretty much standard book launch where book sales and signings and so on. Do all of the stories take place in and around the San Francisco Bay Area or Northern California?
Yeah, I think, all of them do. We have a couple Santa Rosa, and then in one story, I think it is Santa Rosa, but we changed the name. There's a story takes place in West County.
Uh-huh. That's great. Had any of these people, yourself included, worked in this genre before, or was this new for everybody?
I think it was about half and half. Waits Taylor has published a noir novel, Kiss of Salvation. Pat Nolan has a noir novel. And, of course, Jonah's done a couple.
Right,
noirish
right.
novels. So, yeah, most of these guys have done this kind of thing before.
So it's really this is a bunch of pros, actually. Mm-hmm. Even Ed Coletti, who I'm surprised he doesn't make it rhyme, being that he's such an inveterate poet. David, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this. This is going to be a great, great event at the Occidental Center for the Arts. This is a book launch for Sons of Noir, Murder and Mayhem by San Francisco North Bay Writers. It's Sunday, March the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Occidental Center. For information, a telephone number, 874-9392. And you can always get information online at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.